I'm a dragon.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the...
Hold on, let me tell it.
Podcast.
Yes.
You're on my foot. We are...
Huh?
You're smashing my foot.
I'm sorry. Move your goddamn... No, I'm just kidding.
Like, you weren't even pretending
to... I had no idea.
The whole table came up after...
After you realized,
yeah, I was like, whoa. It's a
hot even
start.
This in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hot foot smashing talk. Sarah's trying to play footsie with me.
Yeah.
All right, well, welcome to this week's edition of the...
Hold on, let me tell it.
Podcast.
Yes, we are coming to you from the Dongsville Podcast Studio. Did we get that far before?
Yes. Yeah, we did. You felt so guilty about smashing her foot.
Did you have some gummies?
No, I'm like sober as a judge right now. That's the problem.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, that is the scary part.
Anyway, welcome to this week's edition of...
Welcome to this week's edition
guys,
of
on
me.
Repeat.
I am Matt Marbury. With me at the table, Sarah Barfield.
Hey, guys.
How's your foot, Sarah?
It's a little sore.
Yeah.
My sister bet that I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. Yeah, you should have seen her face when I drove pasta.
We're reaching.
That was a reach.
It was all right.
Pasta.
When I drove pasta.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
It is good.
I don't know. You suck it.
Also, Adam Tolleson.
Stomp on my foot and see how I do. Yeah. This week's podcast is brought to us by Down the Street Bar and Grill. Located at 967 South Jackson Street in Janesville. Stop down. They have happy hour every night. They got...
fucking day.
Yeah, well, they got the twofers. They got...
Are we mailing it in this week, or what are we doing?
You injured her foot. I'm just concerned she can walk again.
Well, we got an excuse if we have to cut it short.
They got happy hour every day from 7 p.m.
to
11
p.m.
Oh, no.
Amputate.
It's the okayest happy hour. $2 domestic beer and single rail mixers, $1 crappy beer. 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. every day. Oh, the sponsored drink of the week is Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. It's back.
It's back.
Does it even go away anymore?
Yes.
It does?
Yeah, it's seasonal.
I think the season is like...
What are you talking about? Does it go away?
I think that's way more mass produced than like Staghorn.
True.
Oh, wait, that's McLaren.
Yeah, but I think it used to, it may still go away.
It goes away by fall.
God, I feel like you can always find it. You go to one of those dirt mall liquor stores.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They still got it.
And then you're like, well, it's here. How old is it? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I was, what cracked me up in the very beginning of the show is I was looking at Adam's choice-ass t-shirt.
It is choice.
Of Surfer Sting and RoboCop shaking hands. But then I noticed Sting's nipple, and I just can't stop looking at it.
It is weird.
The weird part is they didn't, like, there's a lot of colors going on this shirt. And they just went, no, we're not going to give the nipple a color.
No, I'm glad they didn't give the nipple a color, to be honest with you.
No, I can't stop looking at
it. I know. It's like, it looks so supple.
So, what was your favorite Easter food?
Ham. Mm. I'm a ham guy.
I like ham.
Ooh, we had like a...
Brunch, didn't you?
And then I had an Easter dinner as
Ooh,
well.
Ooh, who's going to have the better food? The Benzos?
Now they're fighting.
They were both equally delicious because they were different meals, right?
Yes. But
such
I can.
An Adam
I will pick one from each. I'm gonna go with the. Oh wait, the bacon wrapped weenies.
Yeah,
dude.
Those were good. They were
at the brunch.
Mm-hmm. Bacon wrapped weenies. Who brought those? Randy, I think.
I think so.
They were very good.
Also on the Benzo's side, I liked the ham was good. They're cheesy potatoes, man. Here's what happened: they had awesome desserts. And I'm like, I'm gonna do some desserts today. But then I came back in. There's a second tray of cheesy potatoes. Because I went light on the first one. You're going to share with everybody. When you come back in, there's a new piping hot. Oh,
I know all about making two pans of cheesy taters.
It's like, I'm going to forego the dessert once again and get me some more cheesy taters. Mm. So I'm going to have to
I respect that.
Yeah. Word goes to that. And a deviled egg. I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Oh, yes.
I like a deviled egg once in a while.
Me too.
Same.
What about you guys?
Ours was a really traditional Easter dinner, ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, Swiss medley.
What's that?
It's like a veggie casserole.
Okay. What kind of veggies? Is that the carrot, cauliflower?
Yeah. Okay, broccoli.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, it was good.
Swiss medley.
I never knew it was called that.
Me neither.
Oh, and a sweet potato casserole, and that was what was my favorite thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if Ashley would
Who made that?
That?
On point. Lisa did.
What did you make?
I made dessert.
Which was?
I made a fruit pizza and a chocolate cake.
Nice.
Yeah. With marshmallow cream frosting. It was okay. I liked the fruit pizza.
Fruit pizza is really good.
Other than that, we did, me and Adam always refer to the Saturday before Easter as Mallrats Saturday.
Why?
If you've ever seen the movie Mallrats, it's basically like a, it's kind of like an Easter movie. It all kind of revolves around that time of year, I guess. Like,
yes, they're at a mall and there's a Easter bunny at the mall. Like, like they used to do when when we used to have a mall.
Yeah,
for sure.
But didn't somebody say, like, there was just, or was this a Santa, that if you went to the Janesville Mall, they just had, like, a dummy propped up that you could take a picture with for Santa or something? Like, that's Possibly. How bad our mall got. I can't imagine they did that with the Easter Bunny, or maybe it was, like, a cutout Easter Bunny, and you just come up, put your head in it.
That's one of the most fucked up things. If you ever looked up, like, 52 creepy Easter Bunny photos, and they have all these, like, pictures from, like, the 50s with these kids with these ragged-ass Easter Bunnies. It's, it's terrifying.
They do look like, they look like the plague-like masks, some of them and stuff. Like, you're like, that's a bunny?
It's a mangy-ass bunny. Like,
the fur doesn't look right.
That outside since last Easter? I don't know.
Why does it look like it just got rained on?
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Do they only put pedophiles in that suit?
Like, oh, man. Yikes.
So we watched some Mallrats.
Yeah, Adam came over on Saturday. Adam and Ashley, me and Kendra, sat down here, watched Mallrats, and then afterwards I started watching Wrestling with Shadows because it's the best documentary of all time. It didn't get too far before...
Cleared the room.
It did clear the room. Kendra didn't make it too far, and then Ashley's like, Adam, let's go.
Got some pizza, though. It was fun.
Nice.
It was fun. And I think it was still ended up being like a 10:30, 11 o'clock night.
Oh, yeah.
And Maverick was still up. Like, I was like, what are you doing, dude? He'll hang on to the last second. Jana's really good about when she's getting tired. She'll turn off whatever she's doing, whether it be a tablet or, you know, whatever. Maverick is like, if something's on, he's awake. Like, you have to physically turn it off. And then there's times where I'll turn his TV off, and then within 15 seconds, he's asleep.
Yeah.
Like, he'll hold on until that happens.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Ran into TJ and his son at the Looking Glass on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they were there for lunch. We stopped in for lunch.
I got a great picture of him. I think you did too.
Maybe.
Roro has been on the show before. Found a bunch of old tapes.
Roman. Yeah. So Roman sent me one picture of me.
Oh my gosh. Let me see that again.
Wow.
Isn't that unreal?
Yes. What a kid.
Yeah, he was like, did Matt tell you? I was like, yeah, he told me. He found it some old. Yeah, he sent a picture of, that's right, because you showed me that first, a picture of Matt.
Oh, my God, I was scrolling Facebook the other day.
And you know what he said? He goes, I'm starting to wonder if I was a bad influence.
And he goes, you're starting to wonder?
And he goes, I don't know. Everybody seemed to turn out pretty okay. And I'm like, yeah, dude, you're absolutely right. I'm like, everybody makes choices. I'm like, no, I don't think you're a bad influence at all. Everybody has a brain.
He was an enabler.
Sure.
But yeah.
But like, I don't think of anything. Like, there's nobody. I don't know. It's it's not his fault people make bad decisions.
No, it's
and
not
I'm not talking
his
about
fault.
TJ, and no, I'm not
no,
talking
no.
about, you know what I mean?
No, like, no. I'm I don't hold it against him at all. We all hung out, we all did what we did or whatever, but God, it sounds like we did way worse.
That's what I thought.
I was Roman
like,
when we were
what?
Very young.
I was like, what do you think happened to us?
I know.
Like, nobody's in prison. You know, I don't know. Like, we're okay. It's fine.
Can I show you something? I was scrolling Facebook the other day, and it was like one of those local wrestling pages or whatever. And I'm like scrolling, and I fucking, if you just glance at this quickly, this is my doppelganger, dude. I still don't know who this guy is, but just like look at that real quick. Does that, what do you think when you see that? Yay or nay? Nothing?
Mm-mm. Not me anyway.
Oh my God. I was like, it weirded me out.
Yeah. Okay. If I glance real quick.
Yeah. You just got a glance and I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
He's like
there
a manager or something?
I must be. I don't know. It doesn't even say the guy's name. It's for that Now Wrestling. I don't think I've ever been up there. We are going up to Oshkosh for ACW Wisconsin for the Wrestling Con this weekend. The big
so
one.
Fun.
Once a year.
Once a year. We got a show Friday night and the cons on Saturday.
That'll be fun for you guys.
Shoot, yeah.
Hit up some Pete's Garage for a burger.
Yes.
Oshkosh is fun.
It is. What do you,
what's on the horizon for you, Sarah? You got plans this weekend?
Yeah.
Big time plans? What are we doing? Cleaning out the garage?
I'm going to a celebration of life.
Oh,
oh
right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I did this at Easter too.
I know.
And my wife just pointed at Matt and I just went,
no, it's fine. I made a choice. Speaking of Roman made a choice. I made a choice.
Thanks, Roman.
Yeah.
Your fucking bad influence is shining through here.
Uncle Coffin's coming down. I'm like, for what? Like a dumbass. And my,
Ashley
just went,
no, it's fine.
Okay.
I'll be there to represent.
Thank you.
Answer all those hard questions.
Please do.
Yep. Oh. I'll be like, he does not give a fuck.
No, that's not true.
Wrestling's more important.
Oh, see, this is the narrative that I knew was going to come up.
Platform's yours, buddy.
Well, my biggest thing is he's not going anywhere. Like, we could have done this literally any other day. It was the one day that I said I'm out of town. Mm. So.
True.
Yeah. I was told it couldn't be moved, but I don't know.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it matters. Does it matter to you?
A little bit that it was not moved. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, why do you think?
I'm not sure.
Because I was... It was literally the one day that I said I could, that I was out of town.
Oh, I thought you had said it was a good date and then you called her back and said you forgot.
Negative. No, I never, she had messaged me the date. I didn't even look. I was working when I got the message and then she said, then the next time I talked to her, she verbally told me the date and I said, I'm out of town that weekend. Mm. And then she said that she was going, I said, can we move it? Even if it's the next day, even if it's Sunday, I can make that. And she goes, well, I'm going in there to put the deposit down or whatever the next day, and I'll see what I can do. And then I was told we're keeping the date. Hmm. And I said, well, I won't be there.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it. But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else, I really don't know what else to say about it.
I don't think you have to say anything. Not to me. I mean, unless you want to say more about it.
No, just I do think it's irritating, but it is what it is.
That it's going to be told that you know.
I told you the narrative is going to be I chose to do something else, and I guess at the end of the day I did choose to do something else, and I guess I'm okay with that. But you can't tell me that from now to eternity you couldn't have picked another fucking day.
Yeah, I get it.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't coordinate it.
Right.
It's your choice. So I'll go with you wherever you want to go.
Yep.
Right.
You got celeb birthdays. We're also going to do trivia, me and Adam versus one another.
I do.
An 80s trivia.
I did not bring the rabbi.
How dare you?
Forgot.
Actually, the rabbi's not on the line. This is a number one contender match.
Oh, okay.
True.
Okay. Sorry True. About that. All right. So, celebrity birthdays for Friday, April 14th.
Okay.
Anthony Michael Hall.
From Dexter? Weird Science, right?
Weird Science.
Who? What's the Dexter guy's name? Something like that.
It is two it names is. Like that, but it's not.
Michael C. Hall or something.
Yes, something like that.
Very fucking close.
I'll think of it. Yeah, he was in Weird Science.
he went on 16 to like, Candles. Do other shit too, and then he pop up, and I'm like, that's the same guy? It is the same guy.
And he's in The Flight Attendant right now.
What is The Flight
Attendant? It's with the girl from Big Bang Theory, Callie.
Oh, you're talking about this. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
He's in that now. With Rosie Perez.
Pretty goddamn good career for Mr. Hall.
No kidding.
Yeah, he keeps popping up everywhere.
I'm going to say 49.
No way. I'm going to say 55.
55.
All right.
I can't drive.
How about Adrian Brody?
That's a name that I know, but I don't.
He has a huge schnoz, like humongous.
It's true. It's the first really? Thing I thought of.
Yeah. Dark hair, real tall and lanky and thin. Mm. And I mean like a...
What would I know him from?
It's funny. He's like... he's the opposite of Ron Livingston.
I love how I'm like, what would I know him from? He's the opposite of this guy.
Like everybody can say... The movies that Ron's in, but they can't say his name. Mm. This is like you could say his name, but you're like, yeah, you know, he's in that one thing.
Well, but not, it's up not to the Adam movies. First. I'm just going to piggyback off his answer.
Adrian Brody is probably 44.
Nah. I'm thinking more like 49.
50.
No, okay. So very boom. Close. There we go.
How about Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Ooh, Buffy.
Mm-hmm. Slaying vamps.
So she's married to Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes.
Who used to write for the WWE.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he just started his own promotion, too.
Yeah, like he's a big wrestling guy.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
It always comes back.
Full squared circle.
It's like the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon or something. Yes.
You can definitely get anywhere in wrestling or related to it.
I'm going to say 48.
I think that's a good guess. Do I go lower or do I go higher?
It's always like when you're thinking of like when you, what age you were when like Buffy was on, but then I'm always bad with like, well, was she fucking, because sometimes.
They play a teenager. Yes.
And they could be in their mid-20s and play a 17-year-old.
Yes. Everybody was 30. Like, what?
Yes.
Paul well, like, Rudd just, is just the recently, same.
Jenna Ortega, whatever, plays Wednesday, and Wednesday's supposed to be in.
A kid.
Like 10th grader or something like that. And I think she's got to be in her mid-20s, right?
Yeah, I would say.
I just heard Paul Rudd is the same age as Wilford Brimley in Cocoon when he was in Cocoon.
No.
Yes, right now. And I was like,
I love that that's always the measuring
stick. It is. It always is.
Wilford.
People just live different then. I'm going to say 44.
What'd you say?
48? I think I said 48.
Yeah.
46. So you guys are right in the middle there. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, Sarah Michelle Gellar. You're doing all right.
You are. Mm-hmm. You're doing just fine. You want to take a quick break and then just come back with trivia, or what do you want to do? This has been a toss-away episode. I got nothing. Next week, we'll have stuff to talk about with the con and stuff, which is going to be great.
Whoa. Hey, I did have a quick thing about the bird scooters are back.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw those, too.
I've seen that they're in different parts of the city now. Like, yeah. I seen somebody, like, on the south side and shit?
Yeah, I saw him dropping them off.
Okay. And then I seen a dude driving one on the road by the jail on 14 of 51. Oh, I was like, God. I don't think you can do that. And he wasn't even off of the side.
He was in the lane?
He was in the
How
lane.
How fast was he going?
As fast as they go.
Which is, like, 11 miles an hour, probably. Yeah, in a 55. Like,
oh, my God.
And he wasn't coming from the jail. He was coming from
How do you
west. Know? Because I've seen him turn on. I was at the corner there going north, and I was like,
that's holy weird.
Cow.
I don't think you're supposed to have things way out here.
They have. I mean,
it could be his own or something.
It definitely could be.
Just a motorized scooter that he souped up. Because it did look like it was going faster than 11 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They have it some. like almost like you would do with those underground dog fences where it's like if you get to a certain point where you're not supposed to ride it,
yeah,
it doesn't shut down, but it does drop it all the way down to like 1 mile per hour.
God. That's right.
Probably so they can keep charging you per minute
out of the perimeter or whatever. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Oh, also, so on Friday we went out. I went with the Benzos.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And so we went to the newly remodeled The Rock. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
that was good. It was good last time too. But
how was the remodel?
It's nice. It'd be a good place to watch games. I think they have like 20 flat screens going around the whole thing. Like just every like foot and a half is just.
I always thought that was a little bit weird of a setup where they had like that big bar area.
Yes.
And then they had like a small, tiny enclosed little with the booths.
Yes.
Yes.
I hated that.
Yeah. It's more open now. And then I think they added an outside area that you can sit outside. And it's like, I don't know if it has the trucked style where you can open up like the doors. I think they have that going. Hmm. It looks really nice. Food was pretty good. And
well, that's good. Yeah, their food's always been pretty good.
Yeah, I thought. It was good. Yeah. We just got fish fry and stuff, and we went there a little later, so they were out of some stuff, like potato pancakes are gone or something. But service is good. Everything, that was fine. And then we went to Bar 5. You guys ever been there?
No. Is that in Bloy too?
Yeah. It's so, like, eclectic. I think I've talked about it before. It's
hoity-toity.
But the weird part is, I forgot about this, is that I said it.
I want Chopier Tap. Potato pancakes.
It looks like, I always said it looks like my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's house when they lived in Madison. Like, they're very eclectic and like you walk in there and like you're sitting on a love seat at the bar.
Mm.
And they have like specialty drinks every month. And like
you're a Saudi Arabian at a wrestling show.
Pretty much. And yeah, and there's a phone booth and there's all, you know. And I forgot they have a corgi that's just there all the time. Cool. Which Brian and Clara
have a corgi
hat.
Aww. Oh no. Had
put together or put down
when?
Tonight or 2 days ago.
Mm. Like tonight as we're recording?
Mm. Or today. Yeah.
That's sad.
R.I.P. Billy.
Saw him at Billy Corgi.
Aww. Despite his rage.
Yeah.
He was at they got a new dog Penny.
Nice.
They both were at Easter.
And then also another corgi?
No.
What's Penny?
That's Ashley. Smaller dog. Not a corgi. Can't remember the breed. Anyway, so we went there, and then we went to Cheesehead Brewery.
Right downtown. I've never been. We walk by it when we go to truck. Like,
stop
all the
in
time.
There. It's pretty cool. And so we went there before. It's been a while, so we went in there and tried some of their new beers, and then some guys are sitting there, and they're talking about bands or something. And I was like, oh, were you guys here for the band earlier? And they're like, no, we are the band from earlier. I'm like, oh, okay. I started bullshitting with them. And the guy, I was becoming, you know, making friends. And by the end of the night, the next day, I Googled them or whatever. And I was like, oh, shit. That dude's the director of the Beloit Public Library.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
They're called Nick and Friends. They jam every month there or whatever. And then they bring in different people. I can't remember the other guy's name, Greg, I think. But yeah, very nice guys.
So
all
was
original
it Nick
musical.
That you were talking to?
I was talking to Nick.
Oh, the front man.
The front man. The director. It was a cool article about them and stuff. And they bring in different, you know, like they'll bring in a celloist or a violin.
When we walk by that place, Cheesehead, it's always like, I look in there and there's like,
couple people,
like two or three people, and they all just look like they're friends. It looks like we're just sitting down in the basement,
yeah,
having a beer or
that's
whatever.
I've only been there a couple times, and that's been it. But they weren't playing, they're done.
Yeah, same here. I've never seen any music in there.
And I when I looked at that article or whatever, because I was like, because I just Googled them or whatever, and I'm like, oh shit, that guy, and this guy, that's pretty all right. And then they said that they play like the first Friday of every month or whatever down there. But they do have other places. Yeah. When we first went there, they're like, we have food, but it's like just made on an air fryer. So like, if you're cool with a couple mozzarella sticks until we get the other ones done, I'm like, yeah, no. Like they just opened. It's come a little way since then. The owner is there and stuff, and he's a nice guy. I recommend it. Check it out. They got some good beer.
Yeah.
Air fryer mozzarella.
100%. That was like 2 years ago or something. Maybe it was last year. I don't know. It was fun though. Yeah.
Do you guys watch Succession or no?
No, but I've heard of a lot about this recently.
Well, because they just had season 4 just came out.
What is it on?
HBO.
Heard it's the premise.
Stuttered off of the bang. Picture the McMahons, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
I heard that first episode. It's great. I haven't seen it either, but people are like, I could tell something happened.
Yeah. Yes.
I just got caught up.
Same.
I don't even know it. And I'm like, something went down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super good.
How many seasons is it?
Just four.
Just four. I love it. Just four. That's a lot of seasons, Sarah. Like, there's some good shows out there never made it past three.
Right. Yeah.
I did watch a movie called Side Effects. It has Jude Law.
A great name.
Yeah.
And Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
And this is, I think, a little bit of an older movie. But not too old. And then and Channing Tatum. And then the lead girl is Mara something. But she's familiar, like you would
What's
know.
What's it called?
Side Effects.
Yeah, somebody else I just heard was talking about this too.
Really?
Yeah. What's it on? Like on a podcast.
Netflix.
Did it just
come Kevin out? Nash was talking about this.
No, it's an older one.
I'm not kidding. I mean, he was like, yeah, he was. He's like,
he wasn't talking about Sideways, the wine movie.
Nope. Surprising,
more
right?
On brand.
I look one with my ravioli. Yeah. No, he's like, was that on Netflix? That you just said? Jesus Christ! He's like, it's an older, but it's fucking good.
Adam's got a pretty good Kevin Nash over there.
Yeah, I would recommend that if you're looking for anything to watch. It was pretty twisty.
I'd say it's a thriller.
Yeah. Yes.
I'd say it's a thriller.
Oh man!
All right, I'm gonna. If Sarah and Kevin Nash say it's fucking good.
Check it out.
That's so weird. I literally just watched it yesterday. Those are two good recommendations.
Yes.
That's funny. Yeah, that's it was awesome. Good.
We're looking for, like, the next thing to watch. We watched that.
I'm going to do Knock at the Cabin when it drops down to less than 20 bucks.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix, too. It was, like, the Murdoch murder or something. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
It was only, like, three or four episodes, and it started out pretty. I just can't believe.
I can't fucking stand that family.
I hate that family.
That guy's a piece of shit.
So guilty. Yeah. Dude.
Some of the dialogue in that. I just heard clips and stuff. Well,
they just thought they were untouchable.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? They were up until a point. Yeah. Like, that's exactly. There was a guy at work that was like, yeah, they just thought they fucking were untouchable. And I'm like, yeah, and until it got, like, to a point, they fucking were untouchable.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It took several murders and
I mean, that's just,
that's like, when he was stealing a bunch of money from, like, the disabled people, firm. Right?
Well, no.
Or, like, special needs, or no. Wasn't there some weird, like, isn't that the one where he's like, so you helped these people, but how much money did they actually, you dipped into, their pensions and that?
No, that's not it at all. Oh, okay. I don't know what that is, but this is more like, it starts off with like this young couple, like basically three couples, young, high school, college. Like, yeah. And they're
maybe not even 21. I don't think
they're like super rich, and they took the boat out to this party, and the one guy has got a huge drinking problem, and he gets all hammered and gets behind the wheel of this boat
and a big ego,
and they smash into like a pole from a bridge.
Oh boy.
And like one of the girls dies.
She goes flying. They can't find her.
And basically the whole family is this huge, like this kid's grandpa that was driving the boat. His dad is like a lawyer. His grandpa's a lawyer. It's like the biggest judge. I mean, like, yeah, it goes
deep.
The whole, yeah. like they pretty much have like the whole legal system covered.
Yeah. It's basically like Murdaugh County. I mean,
yeah.
Like,
is that the dude that ended up like paying to kill somebody? And no, that, I think that's all the one I'm thinking of with the pension shit or dipping into that.
But it's just it kept going further and further.
And then that kid
ends up dead. The wife ends up dead.
Yeah. And he killed him.
Yeah.
And then
he killed his wife and the son?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm thinking of that.
And then he shot himself.
Yep.
In the head. But
on the side of the road.
Yes. And didn't die. Okay.
Carjacking.
I am thinking of that. I must be mixing something else up with the dipping and stealing the money from the
disabled. He did steal money. So, like, his maid also died on their property.
Yeah.
And
they said that she, like, got tangled up by the dogs and then, like, fell backward and cracked her head open or something.
And so there was life insurance there, and he said to her children, like, give me the life insurance.
That's
I'll invest
it. That's
it
what
for
it was.
You.
It wasn't
and
pensions.
They never got anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
And does it show, like, the lawyer going, and you look them in the eye and said, yeah, I'll get them the life insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? I don't know. That's what review thing.
But yeah, so. I really do like stuff like that where it's just like 4-hour episodes or something like that where I can get. But mm-hmm. I really like stuff that has closure. So many times you watch something and it just leaves you hanging. Mm-hmm. And this one, when we watched it, kind of left you hanging because I don't think the sentencing came out till like
after the show was done.
Just recently.
Yeah, it was like it happened like the week we were watching it or something like that. They're like,
oh yeah, they, like, oh, I saw they nailed his ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
As they should.
Yeah.
Right. Fucking finally.
Oh, but yeah, it's crazy how much you can get away with when you have money and you have the legal system and you have like, dude, think of all the stuff they got away with. Mm. If they wouldn't have taken it to like murders and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even some of the murders, I don't think.
Right.
I don't think people would have batted an eye at, right. But holy shit.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Nuts.
Get yourself a good lawyer.
Get a gun, Michael.
All right, bitches.
All right, let's do some trivia. What do you say? Number one contender to Sarah's crown.
Sounds good.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
How perfect is that? Because Triple H said that the WWE is a never-ending story.
That's right.
I love the song in that movie, too.
What is it? We just talked about
the never-ending story.
The never-ending story. Yeah. So we're gonna play a little.
Hold on, before I forget,
we talked never-ending story in the break, everybody, which is
on Family Guy one time. It's like this is worse than when I was in the never-ending story, and it's Peter on the flying dog.
Falcor.
Like, yeah, and he's like. Think you're a little too heavy, buddy. And he's like, yeah. He's like, we're going down.
That's great. That's such good shit, Adam.
I love that.
We are going to play Smartass Trivia.
80s.
80s version. So this is where we ask the question. It's either who am I, where am I, or what am I? And well, I guess we'll just alternate who gets to pick.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you just go through the run through the...
Oh, yeah. Go blue, green,
yeah.
Orange.
Okay, yeah. I can do that, too, because this good is idea. The game where it gets... it starts off very vague and then kind of narrows it down. And the way you get a point is answering correctly. However, if you answer incorrectly, you are done answering. So the other person can literally listen to every other clue.
Mm.
And I don't want to say get a gimme, but it's pretty close. Should we do just a test run here?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, I want to save that one. That was a good one. I'm going to just bury that one.
Okay. Stack right. The deck, dealer. Okay. Whatever you want to do.
I don't know. It's down there somewhere. All right. So if someone were to say, or I'm going to keep going through these in order. So we'll start with a who am I. This is just for shits. I was the leader of my country for over 50 years. I came to power with a revolution.
Castro.
That's correct.
Fidel Castro.
Yeah. So it keeps going. It was a communist revolution. I followed Batista in 1959. We had a missile crisis with JFK.
Boom.
My brother Raul succeeded me in leading my nation. And then it gets to the very end where it's like, who am I with the initials FC?
That's right. The initials.
So they'll almost give it to you every time. So let's just do this thing. What do you want to play to? 7. Let's play to 7.
Sounds mm-hmm. fair.
All right. Who am I? I am an American woman. Nah, 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 nah. I was born
Stay
in
away from me.
I was born in 1951 and died in 2012. I am a Southern Californian. I worked for NASA. My last name fits my most famous accomplishment. My name is linked with the Challenger. I became the first woman in space in 1983.
shit.
Who am I with the initials SR?
Sally Ride.
Boom.
Good job.
Good job. I wouldn't have got it in a million years.
Jesus.
And I apologize for that. Like, that sounds terrible. That we shouldn't have got that before. Like, I feel like we should know the first woman in space.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Next up, where am I? Yeah, you guys are morons. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't know who Sally Ride was. Did you?
Sally Ride.
No.
Is that what that song's about?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yes. An Holy American shit. Woman. Same. She has two songs named about her.
All right. This is Where Am I?
You see flashing that car around, but I don't know how much you can see.
It's weird because with the first question, you should be like, shouldn't this be What Am I? I was a structure in Europe. I was built in 2 weeks, yet stood for 28 years. I was 12 feet high, 4 feet wide, and 91 miles long. I divided the east from the west.
Berlin Wall.
Boom.
Nice.
Shouldn't that have been a What Am I instead of where am I?
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Sarah, 2-0 going after that rabbi. All right. What am I? My name sounds like what I am. I am very colorful. I am very affordable. I was very fashionable. Many people owned several of me. By the way, I could tell time.
Watches.
Fuck, I'm out. You're out. I was first introduced in Zurich in 1983. What am I with the initial S?
Oh, swatches. God damn it.
I knew it when she said, or when he said,
it is a swatch.
Zurich or something.
Oh, Adam, you're going to shut the fuck out right now. You better do something, son. Oh, that doesn't look good for you.
That's awesome.
I am an American singer and songwriter. I was born in 1949 at the Monmouth Medical Center. I grew up listening to Frank Sinatra. My first album was released in 1973 with Greetings.
Bruce Springsteen?
Nailed it.
I was thinking, I'm like, this is so obvious.
I couldn't believe it came up.
Isn't the full album Greetings from Asbury Park?
Yes. It says my first album was released in 1978 with Greetings. It's like a...
dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I started on Broadway in 2018. Clarence Clemons was the big man in the band. You would have got it for... Adam would have got it at that point. My band is the E Street Band.
When you said 49, I'm like...
Yeah. A little bit on the radar.
Mm-hmm. Where am I? I'm not even I'm not doing this. Does anybody know the Bhopal?
Mm-mm.
Bhopal? I'm a city in India.
Not yeah, today.
I'm pretty sure you don't want me to read that one. All right.
Yeah, I don't, that's tough.
All right, well, this one's at least something I've heard of. Where am I? I am in the Middle East. I border Egypt and the Mediterranean Sea. I am called the world's largest open-air prison. Two countries fight over me. 1987 saw violent military action here. I have been governed by Hamas since 2006. Sounds like gauze strips.
Gaza Strip.
Boom. At least I'd heard of that.
Jesus Christ. Sounds like...
I knew.
What am I None saying? Of that shit before gave me anything.
Nothing.
That's tough.
Nothing. All right. What am I?
That was Michael Scott in that Office episode. Sounds like... Arnold, you know, Farnold.
Yeah. What am I? I am an audio device. Oh my God, hold on.
Matt's beverage started overflowing, so he had to get to slurping on the berries.
I did. I am an audio device. I can make some noise. If you ran with me, I might skip.
Walkman?
Discman.
Discman.
Good one.
Good job, Adam. All right, Adam. That was a what am I? All right, back to who am I? I am a fictional character. George Lucas created me. I have a strong fear of snakes.
Indiana Jones.
Nice.
Good one, Sarah.
That was perfect.
Holy shit. But which one was that? Who am I? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn, Adam. I'm surprised you didn't get that one. The next clue. That was the third clue.
I was thinking Star Wars.
With George Lucas, like, immediately? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was at first.
I must yell the Yoda. Premature. And then the snakes. And you're on it.
Premature yodaculation.
Yep. Happens.
Happens.
Finished you are.
Finished you are. No more answers you'll give.
Much information to.
Moron you be. This is fun, you guys. Just Yoda-ing it up down here.
It's like a drinking game. Everybody has to talk like Yoda and tell somebody gets the card right.
We should.
I would kill myself. All right, where am I? I am a U.S. state. My capital is Salem,
Massachusetts.
The Simpsons town was named after my Springfield. I am the goal if you don't die of dysentery first. My town of Antelope was invaded by a cult in 1981. Their leader was... That's not going to give you anything anyways. Bhagwan Shri... This is a terrible pot. My Wild Wild Country made it on Netflix. Where am I with the initial O?
Oregon.
There you go.
Dysentery.
That was good.
Yeah, the dysentery clue was great.
That's good.
Gotta wait. All right. What am I? Sarah, this is for the dub for you, by the way. Mm-hmm. Where's that rabbi at, Adam?
Behind the curtain, where everybody is.
I think you should, probably
say your last goodbyes.
We're not going to know that one, by the way. There's just no chance. Well, I guess. I am a type of song. There were a lot of me in the 80s. I am usually a band's only chart topper.
One hit wonder.
Boom.
Nice.
Good job, Adam.
Staying alive.
Staying alive. Staying alive. Who am I? I was born in 1971. I grew up in Los Angeles, California. I am most famous for being a child actor. I was a member of the Mickey Mouse Club. I was in The Goonies, Stand By Me.
Corey Feldman.
And Gremlins.
I thought Corey Feldman. Good job.
Sarah's in that position, though, where she knows she has one more to win.
Yeah,
it.
You don't want
to
risk it.
So it's like she can
yet.
Just, yeah. I like the style. I'll give this a whirl. I don't know. Where am I? I am a fictional school. I got my start in a series of books by Francine Pascal. I am the first teen New York Times bestseller. There were more than 180 stories about me. Jessica and Elizabeth.
Sweet Valley High.
Nice. I couldn't think of the name. Yes. I fucking see. That's perfect. That's, you deserve that. I was like horror teen high or horror. Sorry. Extra OR.
It's over. Sarah got the win. Got Yay. The dub. Got the rabbi.
Got it. Winning.
You know what you win?
The rabbi.
That and the hosting duties next week for me and Adam.
All righty.
Who do you ever beat?
Who, me?
When makes you number one contender. I just get my rematch next week. Maybe you're back to hosting duties. I just did my rematch clause.
Okay, fine. Sarah will wipe the floor with you again.
I'm kidding.
No.
We can do whatever we want.
That was fun, though. I forgot about this game.
That's a good game. That's a fun game.
All right, I'm going to put these
I'm going to keep these so I can ask other people.
Toss those or take those, whatever you want to do. I'm going to put the rest of these back in here.
All right.
What do you guys got on the horizon this weekend? Anything fun or no?
Easter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing the Beloit Benzos trip, and then, yeah, Easter and Sunday.
When are you guys road tripping Saturday?
Friday night. Nice. We're going to go grab dinner. And
what are you guys doing for Easter?
I'm going to the Benzos for dinner, and my sister's going to Abby's? For brunch. Yes.
You go to Abby's.
All right. This might be nice enough to play bags.
Should be.
Look at us go.
Should be like mid-60s and...
Oh, yeah, man.
Decent.
Love it.
All right, here's your shower thought for the week. Why can't there be a big north, south, east, west marker on the canvas of a boxing ring? Because then it would be clearer in your head if the radio announcer said something like, the champ is circling northeast.
That works for me.
Oh, my goodness. We'll see you, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Happy Easter.
Marks.
Happy Resurrection.